Okay. A POL or something. I mean, a story or something. A little insight that someone gets. Well, Pio is standing there. This is 1999 or something. And it's a summer. Beautiful summer evening. And he's out taking a walk. Djurgården, Stockholm. Which is a beautiful city in the summer. And he stops there, looking at that Nordic museum. And he just stands there looking at it in detail. All the architectural artistry that you find there. And the sun is on its way down, and sunlight is shining there in the towers of that beautiful building. And he's thinking, because he just stepped out of life as a monk, more or less, and here he is in the world again. Earthly realm. And one thing that strikes him is, and we can make that into a story, is how it's all this beauty that people, even the rough humans, create, or created, he would want to say, because modern architecture made by boxes and rulers and calculators, probably because of budget restrictions, but also probably because of a more mechanistic, geometric way of thinking and seeing. He doesn't like that. But still, especially in older architecture and paintings and so on, what is it about? It's often about beauty. Let's make something very beautiful, a building. With beautiful decorations. And as he continued walking through town, again, studying the buildings a bit more in detail. You should try that. He found a significant difference between the older buildings and the new ones. Older sculptures in the parks and on the squares, and the new ones. The older, well, very advanced artistic craftsmanship. Stopped looking at a sculpture of Sancho or another dragon. What's his name in English? Horse, gorgeously sculptured. A dragon. Figures, but also illustrating old stories of wisdom with, yes, cosmic messages about the world and life. And then behind it, they're building, decorated, not with a bunch of straight lines, but with forms from nature, leaves, flowers, organic design. Even the, what is it, towers and spires and domes on buildings. With the little symbols up there on top. Flags or whatever. Seem to also point towards heaven. And as he understood it now, yes, there is a cosmological message there, an alignment, harmony between the bigger cosmos and the little one, our building, our home, even our bodies. The top, the center, where God is, around whom the entire existence revolves, is centered, and in whom the entire existence rests. And yes, there are those churches, domes, establishing that. Of course, sometimes just built to be the biggest, most spectacular. There's something behind them. Even the obelisks, old ancient cosmological tradition, the axis mundi, four directions, beaming out from this center, which this important building or square is. Again, old sacred geometry behind it. And he realized now that this is why he likes the old art and architecture. It's alive. It's establishing a living cosmos. It's organic. It's part of nature. And therefore you never get tired of it. And therefore you always feel that it fills your mind with good feelings, satisfaction, harmony, while those big mechanic boxes built for offices out of glass and steel and concrete, you have no soul. And why should they? They are built by people who see the cosmos as mechanic, lifeless, and the society, of course, then a big machinery. With people as cogs in the wheels.